Hello and welcome back to the Youth Trends podcast from VoxBurner. Our guest this week is Danita Johnson, President and COO of basketball team the LA Sparks. Danita will be giving a keynote at this month's YMS San Francisco event on the team and how they're inspiring the next generation of sports fans. So we gave her a call to find out more.
Hello?
Hi, Danita.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Danita. Good, thanks. It's Richard from VoxBurner. How are you?
I'm great.
Fantastic. Whereabouts are you based?
I'm in Los Angeles.
LA, okay. So what is it? It's quite early there now, no?
It's 9 a.m.
Okay, so like you're kicking off your day, we're sort of winding down our day. Well, look, thanks for putting in some time to have a chat with us today.
Absolutely.
And also really pleased that we'll be welcoming you to our San Fran event end of October.
Yeah.
Will you be coming in Halloween dress or not?
probably not,
no. Cool. So it'd be terrific if you could tell us a bit, you know, about yourself, your background, and also your role at LA Spark.
Absolutely. Well, currently, I serve as the president and COO for the LA Sparks. I've been in the role since January of 2019. Prior to this role, I was with the LA Clippers for a short term as a director of business ops. And then previously, I spent a 3-year stint with the LA Sparks as a senior vice president. So I've been working in sports for about 15 years now, specifically basketball. I've done women's and men's basketball and the G League as well, which is the kind of like the semi-minor league of the NBA. So just a wide variety of the sports business background. My foundation was built in ticketing. So really started out in community relations and ticketing from a sales perspective and was able to then grow as I learned the sales process and developed in there, was able to develop into some marketing skills and started to build the bridge between sales and marketing for myself from a career standpoint. And then as I developed the marketing, it kind of led into other things and bigger partnership opportunities and overseeing business operations as a whole and truly understanding the full functioning and the business side of a basketball team.
Fantastic. And obviously sport holds like a dear place in your heart. You've been in that sector for many years. What is it around sport that gets you up in the morning that really excites you? What is it around the sports sector?
I think it's a unique experience every single time. So every game is not like the last, you know, it's not like you're repeating the same thing over and over. So within the experience, you get to showcase new things. You get to watch how people feel something and experience something and really kind of help tell and share that story. And I always say people never forget the first time they ever went to a sporting event.
Yeah.
They may forget the score, but they'll never forget probably who they went with or how they felt. And so that's the experience we get to create. And that's what keeps me motivated.
Fantastic. And Danita, I know that you've set up the We Are Women campaign in honor of exemplary women in the LA area. Why was it like so important you specifically to, you know, to set this up yourself and to really get this movement going?
You know, I give credit to our ownership group at the time for challenging us to do something bigger and to really showcase the power of women. And that's where we started to have this conversation about like selling out Staples Center, showing the impact of female sports and what we do within the LA market. And so I think my team that surrounded me in actually helping to build this platform was really to engage women and connect them to sport and how it can help grow them within their space. And then what we could do from a community aspect of saying, okay, when we come together, what can we do to make a difference? And then from there, we developed our We Are Girls platform, which is like so near and dear to me of what we've done for young girls from, you know, we've done these sessions with them. We've done sessions where we've taken them up to San Francisco to Verizon for STEAM and about their own personal growth and development. So I think it's a beautiful combination of like a giving back situation, but then also showing the power of what we can do when coming together.
Fantastic. And Danita, you know, the campaign that you've set up, I'm sure, you know, there's a variety of marketing channels that one has at their disposal these days. What have you found to be the most effective in engaging particularly those Gen Z sports fans? Any sort of standout platforms that you found to use had really great results and that you'd really champion?
Yeah, you know, I think social platforms as a whole just are amazing at this point of the way that you can reach people. I think one of the keys to it, though, whichever platform it is, it's the story that you tell. So the storytelling aspect of creating a story and being able to tell that, especially within like a 30-second clip or a 15-second clip, or, you know, we have our extended pieces now, but it wasn't always like that where we were doing longer form video. So those types of things that really tell a story are the ones that make the impact, and I think that's really what's going after this next generation.
And has there been any sort of standout moments within, you know, your campaigns that you've thought, that you've done and thought, yeah, do you know what? That was right on the money, like so to speak, like that piece of content really sparked interest. Any sort of standout moments around that?
Yeah, I mean, we did like a Mean Tweets video that we created. That was a spoof video that talked about how derogatory people talk towards our female athletes. It was definitely a risk take. In addition, I think we did some great work with our We Are Women platform as well. During the first season, every single week, we would go out to the community and give them the opportunity to share their story about what they were doing and how they were making impact. So each Wednesday we would drop these short films about women in our communities and the work that they were doing. And I just thought it was just a great way to use our platform to elevate something else.
Absolutely awesome. Thank you for sharing that. From your experience within, I'm sure, working with like a number of like great sports stars over your time, like with various teams, what have you found has worked really well in motivating to be online ambassadors for the team themselves?
Oh, you know what? It's the authenticity. It's them being uniquely themselves. Like when people feel connected or like, you know, it's them just sharing their day-to-day aspect where people are like, you know what? They're just like me. Or they enjoy something that I enjoy that I wouldn't have thought they enjoyed, you know? So creating that where when they, it's like their influence is their everyday life and what connected to them. And I think that's the power of social is like, it may not be everything you know about them, but you get a glimpse into who these people are by the information they share and what they put out.
Absolutely. And for our listeners today that are going to be, you know, listening, hopefully some key takeaways like from yourselves, what can these brands do to help support and encourage these women in sports?
You know, for me, it's investing in it. At the end of the day, I think everybody can rah-rah us here, but as we know, we cannot be equal without equity. And so the investment dollars that people put behind women's athletics are the key to make a difference for us. Because then when they stand up and you saw that stuff with the U.S. women's soccer team and how the financial, you know, that financial contribution helped really elevate that. And so those are things that take us to the next level. So I always say it's like, you know, no equality without equity because it doesn't give equal opportunity. And then media exposure is the other piece. You know, we have to have opportunities for people to see these women's sports. And I don't just mean that in basketball. I mean at all levels. I think about the U.S. women's soccer teams and national soccer team in the U.S. I mean, it should be on television. It should be seen. It should have opportunity to be seen. And you shouldn't have to search for it. And it should be on these major platforms that are constantly talking about sports. It shouldn't exclude, it should include.
Absolutely. Good motto there for sure. And moving like to the wider picture of yourself and your, you know, really interesting career, any standout moments for you that you'd like to share with our listeners today? What would you say has been a few highlights of your career so far?
To me, there's a couple of things. I mean, I've been a part of a couple of championship experiences. And when I talked about at the very beginning how experience is one of the key things, as me being in this sport, it's one of the most amazing moments you can ever be a part of. I think when young girls come up to me and they're like, I just had this happen the other day. A young girl was like 4 or 5 years old. She came to a game with her mom for the first time. And she was like, Mom, I've never seen girls play basketball.
Fantastic.
And her mother turned to me and was like, it didn't even occur to me. And so we get to be that for people. And so those are the moments that I live for in this.
Absolutely. And something that maybe very few people know about you, that you're happy to share today. Anything?
Fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact.
If I wasn't in sports, I'd probably be in culinary school.
In where, sorry?
If I didn't work in sports, I'd probably have went to culinary school. Fun random fact.
Equally as exciting. Denita, yes. I know you're going to be joining us at YMS in San Francisco in October talking around this topic. What is it that you're looking forward to about YMS this year? Anything particular for you, the networking or content?
I'm a learner. I love to learn. So I know I'll be doing and presenting at one point, but I'm looking forward to hearing what others have to say and what they bring to the table and different perspectives. You know, as being in sport, you know, we're constantly going to these events where it's more people in sports. And so what I'm very excited about is that these are dynamic rooms of people that come from all different walks of life, and we can find commonality within our work, and we can find ways to actually build our brand by understanding how other brands work.
Fantastic. Well, Danita, thank you so much for sharing some of that insight with us today. And I know we're looking forward to hearing more at YMS this October.
I'm excited for this, and I'm so glad to have done this today, and excited to see you all in October. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Danita, for joining us this week, and we look forward to hearing more from her on October the 30th at YMS San Francisco. If you'd like to join us there, check out voxburner.com for more information on tickets. And that's the last in our current series, and very much hope you've enjoyed hearing from our community of youth marketing experts. Look out for the new series coming in early 2020.